In this bulletin, Queensland's borders to reopen to all of New South Wales at the beginning of next month. The mother of a newborn found in an airport bathroom in Qatar charged with attempted murder. And in the NRL, young Manly forward Keith Titmus dies following a training session. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Queensland will reopen its borders to all of New South Wales at the beginning of next month after Greater Sydney recorded 4 weeks without any new mystery COVID-19 cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Victorians will also be allowed into Queensland from December the 1st if the state records another day without any community transmission. But she says the decision to open Queensland up to South Australia remains under review due to the COVID-19 cluster in Adelaide's north.
We do want to encourage families to get together before Christmas. This has always been the aspiration of the National Cabinet. So from the 1st of December, if all things are going well for Victoria, tomorrow both New South Wales and Victoria will be open for Queensland. Queensland families can travel there and vice versa from the 1st of December.
There are no active coronavirus cases in Victoria for the first time in more than 8 months. The Department of Health and Human Services says the last remaining patient, a man in his 90s, was cleared of COVID-19 and discharged from hospital yesterday. Victoria has recorded 25 consecutive days without any new coronavirus infections or deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says while it's a significant result, the pandemic is far from over.
Even with this run of 0 days, no active cases, very strong testing performance, and people who are just doing the right thing, playing their part, until a vaccine arrives, this is something that's going to be with us for the foreseeable future.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has admitted she breached health rules last week by failing to isolate while awaiting the result of a coronavirus test. New South Wales health guidelines require anyone who's undergone a COVID-19 test to self-isolate until a negative result is received. Ms. Berejiklian says she didn't have any symptoms consistent with coronavirus and only took the test as a precaution after she started losing her voice. But she's admitted to the Nine Network she continued working in her office during the time it took to get the negative result.
I should have closed my door and not had anything to do with anybody, but I didn't because it all happened so fast. Yeah. And it was budget day. I thought I was doing the right thing because yeah. I was being overly cautious. And, you know, in hindsight, I should have shut my door and not had any for 90 minutes, but I didn't do that. I just acted normal. And I can't tell you what I did in that time because I can't remember. Okay. But I'm sure what I do know is I'd left my door open so people could have come in and out.
The World Health Organization has welcomed the announcement that a third coronavirus vaccine has shown promising results in late-stage trials. Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and researchers from Oxford University say on average their vaccine is 70% effective in preventing COVID-19. But they say it can be up to 90% effective if people are given half a dose first, followed by a full dose. The WHO's chief scientist, Dr. Suma Swaminathan, says it appears the AstraZeneca vaccine will be easier and cheaper to distribute around the world than some of its rivals.
It can be stored in the ordinary refrigerated temperatures of 2 to 8 degrees and is stable at that temperature. And that, of course, has huge logistical advantages for transporting and delivering this vaccine to cities and towns and villages and rural areas around the world. And we hope there will be more vaccines like that.
Qantas Chief Executive Ellen Joyce says passengers won't be allowed on the airline's international flights if they haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19. Mr. Joyce says it will be non-negotiable when international flights resume. He's told the Nine Network that other airline heads he's spoken to around the world agree on the need for passengers to be vaccinated.
What we're looking at is how you can have a vaccination, a passport, an electronic version of it that certifies what the vaccine is. Is it acceptable to the country you're travelling to? So there's a lot of logistics, a lot of technology that'll be needed to put in place to make this happen. But the airlines and the governments are working on this as we speak.
Qatar's public prosecutor says the mother of a newborn found in an airport bathroom last month has been charged with attempted murder. Authorities say the mother of the baby faces up to 15 years in jail if convicted of abandoning her child at Hamad International Airport. They say the woman is no longer in the country, but efforts are underway to extradite her. An unspecified number of airport police have also been charged for ordering forced internal medical examinations of female passengers, including a number of Australians, in an effort to find the mother. In the NRL, Manly has been rocked by the death of emerging young forward Keith Titmus following a training session at the club. The 20-year-old fell ill while stretching after a session on Monday morning and later died in Royal North Shore Hospital. His cause of death is still unknown. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 33 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Cloudy for Melbourne, 20. Hobart, much the same, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.